Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, February 14th, 2018. Happy Valentine's Day. As confirmed by Berliner Morgenpost, after a series of accusations and disputes over the past few months, the Berlin Police Academy is getting a new director. The current director, Jochen Sinberg, asked for a transfer himself, but will continue to run the training center until the decision on his new successor is made. As previously reported on Berlin Briefing, in the autumn of 2017, there were anonymous reports of alleged grievances at the academy. Lack of discipline, refusal to learn, and poor German and spelling skills in a class with many students from immigrant families were cited. At an internal affairs committee hearing of police students and school lecturers in December, teachers reported that there were no general problems, but only difficulties with individual students. There are also too few teachers for the amount of students at the academy. The Senate administration analyzed the situation in an 83-page special report and commissioned an independent expert. The external representative is also to examine personnel resources at the academy. On Monday, Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, and the Senate gave the go-ahead for a one-year pilot project financed by the State of Berlin for talking stops together with talking vehicles. Visually impaired individuals will particularly benefit from the acoustic information. The installation of the technology will start next Monday and is scheduled to be completed in April. Bus stop pillars will be fitted with push buttons that allow passengers to request announcements, the next departures with line, destination, and estimated departure time. The talking stops will also report automatically on approaching trains and buses, and speaking vehicles will notify the line number and destination as soon as an entry door opens. In addition, BVG vehicles will be equipped with transmitters that, with their help, an app can recognize that a vehicle is approaching a stop. Passengers who wait there and have the app at their disposal will then be informed of their arrival via smartphone. 10 trains and 8 stops on the M4 tram line and 17 trains and 4 stops will be equipped with the technology for app solutions. There will be 10 talking buses and 5 talking stops on bus line 186, and another 10 buses and 4 stops are being prepared for app solutions. New rules will soon apply for the rental of holiday apartments in Berlin. In the future, owners will be allowed to let holidaymakers stay in their apartments for up to 60 days a year without permission by registering with their district office. Homeowners who want to rent more than 60 days to holidaymakers, however, must apply for an exemption. In view of the scarcity of housing in the capital, stricter regulations are planned against another type of misuse of housing. In the future, owners who leave their apartment vacant instead of renting it out will face a fine after 3 months' vacancy instead of the previous 6 months. Subject to the approval of the House of Representatives, the amendment will be enforced in May. According to City Development Senator Katrin Lomscher of the Left Party, there are similar regulations in other German cities. Berlin's basic law on the prohibition of misappropriation has been enforced since May of 2014, with the aim of preventing cheap housing for Berliners from being lost due to vacancies, demolition, conversion into commercial space, or the commercial renting of holiday apartments. According to the City Development Administration, there are an estimated 20,000 to 30,000 apartments or rooms in Berlin, some of which are rented for holiday purposes. According to its own information, the global agency Airbnb offers 26,000 accommodations for occasional rentals. Certain default settings and parts of the terms of use and data protection on Facebook violate applicable consumer law in Germany. This was decided by the Berlin Regional Court in a ruling published on Monday. The case was filed and won by the consumer protection organization VZBV. The court criticized, for example, the fact that location service is activated by default in the Facebook app for mobile phones, which gives away the user's whereabouts to chat partners. In addition, the standard privacy settings were set that the search engines receive a link to the participant's timeline. This makes the personal Facebook profile quickly and easily accessible for everyone. The judges decided that all 5 of the VZBV criticized presets on Facebook are ineffective, as it is not guaranteed that the user will be aware of them all. The judges also declared 8 clauses in the terms of use to be invalid, especially terms that allow Facebook to use names and profile pictures for commercial, sponsored, or related content, and store user data in the U.S. The mandatory rules to use real names was also declared invalid by the judges, as an anonymous participation must be guaranteed. Facebook has already announced to challenge the verdict at a higher court. The company's reasoning is that since the start of the case in 2015, products and guidelines have already changed, and in the meantime, Facebook has applied further changes to the terms and conditions and the privacy policy. Further changes will also be planned for 2018. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.